Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', y'all? PSA Hip Hop, man. It's your boy, 3 and Watts. Watts, what's good, my G?
What's good, my G? What is poppin'?
You already know the vibes, man. You know we give it up, man. A lot of hip hop to talk about on the show today. Dog, I love doing shows like this when, you know what makes me feel good? When there's a rapper that I love so much, and you like him, but then when you hit me and tell me you feeling a project, then I know that I'm like, all right, I feel good. I feel good that you like this project that we're about to talk about, brother. Sky Zoo's Retropolitan Watson. Now, you know how much I'm big on Sky Zoo, man. Talk to me, brother.
You are a big, big Sky Zoo fan. you respect Sky Zoo's pen greatly, and I understand that. You are a bigger Sky Zoo fan than me. I'm not going to hold you on that. And
right.
I will admit, I was not lit when this album project was announced.
I was like, you did give him 2 for 2 on the first 2 joints he dropped, though. You did tell me that, though.
No, there was no question. You heard it. And I'm not, I've always known about Sky Zoo. So this is like, you know what? Let me listen to it. And let me see if it talks to my soul. And that's what we're going to find out. Sky Zoo from Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, where I'm from. where I'm at right now.
Where are you at right now, my chief?
Franklin and Green Ave, man.
That's
the heart of Bed-Stuy.
Yes, sir.
The heart of Bed-Stuy. You heard?
Yes, sir. What do you think about when you first heard Sky Zoo linking up with P-Rock? For P Rock to do the whole project, just him being producing
the whole
project.
The one thing I like about the great producers of the '90s, their love of the MC and the lyricist never changed. They always liked the MC who could rap his ass off, and that's what motivated them. That's what got them excited to do beats. And if you notice, a lot of the great producers. Of the golden era of hip hop, they link up with the ill spitters of today. And I really
Primo Royce.
Like that.
You've seen it here.
Primo Royce.
Freddie Gibbs. There's a lot of projects coming out with the producer. And you know what I mean?
That's right.
Let's talk about it, man. Sky Zoo, Pete Rock, Retropolitan, the rebirth of the city. It's a love letter and a wake up call to the city. That's what Sky Zoo and P-Rock is promoting. What do you think about that? The rebirth of the city is a love letter and a wake-up call to the city, Watson.
I think it is, based on what I heard, it was amazing that he titled something that, to me, rekindled the love of hip-hop. And I appreciated it.
All right. Get to the first song, my G. Glorious. Talk to me, man. Glorious. The first train of Sky Zoo and P-Rock's project, Retropolitan.
Well, if it was going to be on this album.
Breaking up a little bit.
This song set it off lovely.
Right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you good now. Yeah.
Yeah, this song set it off lovely. Now the thing is, remember he dropped a video and he already dropped 2 songs. So we heard 2 songs before the project. So I already gave those songs 4 mics and better. So this first song on the album, definitely
glorious
spot. Classic P-Rock production. And let me just say this: the lyricism on this album. I'm not going to say as good, but this is what I will say. It gave me a CL Smooth feel of pure control of lyricism. It was all lyrics. No cursing. He barely said a curse word throughout the whole album. It was
That's crazy, right?
On pure lyricism. And I respected that so much that he was able to do that. And that's why it reminded me of CL Smooth. Because CL Smooth didn't really curse. He just rapped.
That's a fact.
And Sky Zoo brought pure rapping to this. So you couldn't even front on this. If you was a hater hearing this, you're like, damn, I cannot front on this, dude. He's spazzing on all the tracks. And he set it off. First song, definitely
and
dope song.
How important it is, you think, for rappers to make their first song stand out? Is that slept on in hip-hop? That the first song should just catch our attention?
I don't think it's slept on. I think it's very important. And I think you have to have... If your first song does not set off, it throws off the mood for the whole album. Like, you're like, oh, man. And then you're already skimming through it. And you don't want to do that. You want the first song to grab you. And this first song grabbed you. Production A1, lyricism A1.
Glorious, man. Gave me that reggae vibe. You know, the black people. The Patois in the background. You know, Pete Rock does come from a reggae background, a Jamaican background like myself. I know you can appreciate this. When Sky Zoo said, you couldn't take the Brooklyn out of me if you was off it. Ah, I felt that shit as a person that lives in South Florida. That reps Brooklyn to the heart, that I live out here, and it just doesn't leave you, man. Moved out the sty and bought yard space, but still dressed like I'm outside ducking the car chase. Still a black fist in the air, quick as heart rate. Nikes over Yeezys, Kaepernick over Kanye, watch it. Woo!
You know that's all it took to set it off for me. That already meant I have to listen to his lyrics and his rhymes on every song because he is not playing. And you know I feel that. Nike's
yeah.
over Yeezy.
No,
what's happening over Kanye? I live by that code. I live
yeah,
by
do.
That code.
Yes, you do.
So I felt that hard body. And I'm glad to see other rappers feel that way. You know what I'm saying? Because at
right,
first,
right,
it facts. Seemed like hip-hop didn't feel that way. It seemed like hip-hop
yeah.
was on some other shit. Let me find down
yeah.
hip hop turning Republican. Thank
Joe
you,
Budden
Scott
voice.
Zoo. Thank
yeah.
you, Scott.
No hook. No hook at all. Just him rhyming. That's left on Jesus rhyming. There's no hook on this song. You know what I mean? Dope song. We both agree on that. Glorious, right?
Absolutely.
Next song, Watts. Truck Jewels, man. Talk to me, man.
Truck
Jewels.
Jewels. Another dope song. Another
yeah.
dope song. Sky Zoo spits the first two verses. He goes ham. Sky Zoo's second verse was bananas.
Woo.
Sky Zoo's verse on Truck Jewels was bananas. He did an ill common scheme. You know common,
yes.
common sense, true. He did an ill
yes.
common scheme.
Hold on.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
and
what
I
he said.
Like,
with everybody, when he said, with everybody be as common can be, I'm about as common as Lonnie Rashid. Ah, I was lying.
Come on, man.
I was
Come
lying.
On. If you don't, if that
lying.
Don't talk to your soul, that don't come on.
I was lying.
You know what I'm saying? And then Pete Rock comes in on the second verse. You know the Chocolate Boy Wonder. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Old school,
yeah.
new school,
yeah.
Mother Lode, greatest
yeah.
for real. Others use Curry
mm-hmm.
Goat. Just getting started. Here's another dose. R.I.P. B.I.G. Still love the dough.
The dough.
Yeah. I felt that. He ended it like that, and I'm like, yo, these niggas talking to me, man. These niggas are literally talking to me. Just
so watch it.
Joke for them.
People forget that Pete Rock. I mean, you don't, but some people might forget that Pete Rock used to rhyme drop verses on Mecca the Soul Brother. He had a solo joint, Soul Brother number one. He always dropped verses here and there. Like, Premier wasn't doing that. I mean, besides Havoc, but, you know, Pete Rock, well, before Havoc, which other producer was rhyming, though? Besides Dre, but it was plenty of shit. I never felt CL Smooth was writing the lyrics. You know what I'm saying? When P. Rock used to rap. You know what I mean? So,
word.
We're both in agreement, Truck Jewels. Dope song.
Truck Jewels is a super dope song.
Mm-hmm. Next song, my G, Carry the Tradition, featuring Styles P. the Ghost. G-Host. Talk to you now.
Now, let me tell you why this song is another fire song, because this is a song that I relate to in terms of how an MC treats an album where he has a guest rapper. When you only have one rapper on your song, you spit your first verse, then the rapper you have spits his verse, and then you come back on. And that's what Sky Zoo did. He spit his verse, then let Styles P get busy the way Styles P always gets busy. Y'all know how I feel about Styles P. Y'all heard our show when I was defending the legacy of Pinero, the Ghost. And another dope song, Styles P got busy. Then I like that Sky Zoo went after Styles P again. So if you want to be like, yo, Sky Zoo killed this shit, then Sky Zoo jumped on and like, wait, hold up. I'm still here, and I'm going to rap again to make you know this is a full song. I appreciate that. This is another dope-ass song.
All right. The beat sounds like an old Pete Rock beat. I wonder how many of the beats that Pete Rock had in the stash that Sky Zoo might have heard and be like, yo, I'm going to rock with this particular beat. You know what I mean? And like you said, man, Styles P, I feel like since you and I have been doing a show here together for 2 years now, we always talk about Styles P never losing a step. I think you and I dissected his last couple projects the last 2 years, whether it's with Dave East, whether it's a project he dropped this year that we talked about, reviewed, whether it's an album he reviewed last year. So we're always reviewing Styles P's albums. And you know, Watson, you and I always talk about upstate New York cats. Can we say that Styles P and Sky Zoo are holding down New York right now as the oldest spokesman? Fab is still here. I know Jade is still here, Chic, but I got, for me, Sky Zoo and Styles P, man, are really holding down the city to me when it comes to lyrics.
I can make a statement even stronger than that.
Okay.
This album, Sky Zoo's lyricism has changed the conversation we're going to have about 2019 hip-hop based on his lyricism alone on this album. It's going to change how we're going to have to talk about who dropped the best lyrical album of 2019.
All right. Next song, my G, Homegrown, man. Talk to me, man. Homegrown.
Homegrown is one of my favorite songs. And it's crazy to say that because I love every song. But this song gave me hip-hop feel in terms of P-Rock was scratching on here. You know what I'm saying? He's on the one and twos. He's on the vinyl, you know, cutting it up. And Sky Zoo spazzed out. The nigga went ham on this song.
Yeah.
Like, he just rode this beat and just, like, he got into a zone. And it kind of threw me off. I'm like, damn, Sky Zoo, this nigga really, he's really rapping. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
Dope-ass song.
You know what's bugged out? That I saw P-Rock on Twitter saying that it took him like 2 weeks to do this project. 2 weeks. You know what I mean? He had a line on here that I'm pretty sure you could appreciate. Spotted like Kwame. Why would I like that line, Watson? Spotted like Kwame.
Do you know when I first heard that line, you know, I was saying, I'm going to ask Dre. Why does he feel that way? The fact that me and you immediately, when we heard that, we saw it. Because when Kwame was out, he popularized the polka dot shirt. That's why Big said,
yo,
life is played out for Kwame.
I wonder if they're going to bring that back in fashion. There's a lot of fashions they brought back. You need the polka dots so they can come back?
Yes, I do. In a different way, though, but yes, I do. You know, Biggie said your life is played out like Kwame and them damn polka dots. When you think polka dot ever in late 80s New York, it's Kwame. So I thoroughly appreciated that bar. Thoroughly.
All right, so you said Homegrown is one of your favorite joints on here. All right. And the next song It's All Good, the first single off the album. Watson, talk to me, man.
This is the song they shot a video for, and he gives you the classic three verses. You know how we feel about three verses. We believe in three verses. Three verses says, I'm an MC, I'm a lyricist.
Yep.
That's what three verses says. If you're going to do one verse, it has to be a long, long one verse if you're going to do that. But when you give us three verses, to me, that's saying, I'm MC, I'm dead nice. This is what it is. This is the era I come from. So I like this joint. This was a nice set off. Pete Rock, Pete Rock is on the hook, you know what I'm saying it's all good. So I like this song. This is one of the songs that we heard first.
First song. First single off the album. I've been playing this song for over a month now. I think the beat is amazing. Pete Rock and pianos just go hand in hand to me. You know what I mean? Driving down my block carrying Biggie's urn. I can appreciate that. Driving down my block carrying Biggie's urn. You got to be a Bed-Stuy nigga to feel that. You know what I mean? Biggie from Bed-Stuy. They rolled down Biggie's funeral. You know what I'm saying? The funeral in Bed-Stuy when they drove Biggie down the block. You know what I mean? Hook is dope. 9-8 Black Champion flow. Video for this. Watching already talked about the three verses, man. If they decided to do a remix, I would love to see us move on this song.
I got Mech and the Soul Brother Beats feel from this, and I felt he just had a modern current updated MC. He had a Brooklyn Bed-Stuy MC. The man was making a lot of references, man, that you had to know. You had to be from Brooklyn to know about. So this was a nice song.
Next song, my G, 10 Days, man. Talk to me, man. 10 Days.
This is a two-verse banger of Skazoo getting busy for two verses, letting you know how nice he is. Another song that I like that, you know, there so far has been no fast-forward material. And when I say no fast-forward material, I mean nothing to fast-forward. You don't have to make a playlist. The whole album is a playlist.
Yeah. Good point.
Ten days. Dope song.
This song does not sound like a Pete Rock beat to me. If someone told you Pete Rock did this beat, I would say they're bugging. This does not sound like a Pete Rock beat to me. And I say that with respect to him. This beat sounded different. If someone told you this is a Pete Rock beat, would you be like, yo, for real? Because it doesn't sound like a Pete Rock beat to me. I don't know if you got that feel at all.
Well, the thing about it is because I equate Pete Rock with horns because he used to go heavy on
that.
So when he does, so now I'm used to him, you know, doing other kind of hip hop beats. You know what I'm saying? So I understand he can expand his the way he digs in the crate. So
next song, my G, Richie, man. Talk to me. One of my favorite songs on the project, man. Talk to me, Richie.
This is one of my favorite songs, too. And the reason why we feel that way, I'm going to tell you why this is one of my favorite songs. Because Skazoo's going ham. Because Skazoo, the way he's flowing, it's like, oh, now mind you, we deep into the album. We almost near the end. And he's rhyming like this. Yo, this shit is fire. The only way you can say this is, niggas did Jadakiss did real songs with Big. This song is straight up piff.
Five Mike song.
No question.
I think the beats and drums are undefeated. The sample is fire. I wish someone could fly Jay-Z this song because low key, I would love to hear Skazoo and Jay-Z project or song together. I would love to hear that. But the flow, delivery, the rhymes, Sky gives us that, man. Once the beat drops and Sky just goes in, man. What he said, legends never die. They just rest long. Dapper Dan, vest on. Luggage never stepped on. Dapper Dan, reference. So you know how we feel about that, man. Richie, one of my favorite songs on here by far. Watson, I ain't gonna hold you, man. Love Richie, man. Next song, my dude, Penny Jerseys, man. Penny Jerseys.
Penny Jerseys is another five mic flow song. And at first, the way it starts, you're like, I don't know, because the beat sounds different. And then he's rapping, so you're like, wait a minute, where's this going? The more Skazoo starts rapping, the more this song becomes ridiculous. This song is super ill. Let me tell you what stood out to me when I heard it. I'm like, man, listen, I need to talk to Skazoo. Skazoo said a line that you know I felt when he said, back when Illmatic was jumping out the Rover, double parked on Waverly, started to relate to me. Come on, my nigga. I just walked past Waverly Ave. That is Brooklyn talk so real. You double parked on Waverly, pumping Illmatic? My nigga, this shit is crazy. This song right here is crazy. He talking about his niggas with Penny you know, back in when Penny Hardaway was a nigga.
Yeah,
yeah, man. This song right here is insane. Five Mic Flow. This nigga just went. This is a dope ass song, man. Shockingly, this song shocked me how it was. Like I said, man, the conversation for hip hop in 2019 has now changed. It's changed.
Wow.
For me. I'm speaking for me personally. The conversation has changed.
Listen. Another banger in heavy rotation. This is a Gangstar sample from the song called Planet. In the beginning, Sky said, my whole block was rocking Penny jerseys. Son really made a joke about him being the first cat on the block with a Penny jersey. I was running JV Point, getting my three together. Wrong time to see me getting better. Back when Illmatic was jumping out the Rover, Watson already talking about waving the Av. Five Mic song, Penny jerseys, man, in heavy rotation, man. Next song, my G, One Time featuring Raheem Devon, man. Talk to me. One time, not One Time for Your Mind, One Time.
This is a song that I could see being released as a video. This
yes.
is to me.
Yes.
This to me is an absolute video song, and it
Agreed.
Brings back the classic Pete Rock horns, jazz feel, the horns, Raheem Devon singing. So when I heard this, I'm like, this is a song that if certain radio wanted it, this is the one to do it. Dope song. The signature Pete Rock horns is in this. I like this.
I agree with you again. I think Sky Zoo needs to drop a video for this. Give us a visual for this particular song. This is Max B, Wavy, Smooth But Rough. Raheem Devon, Bless the Hook, Lovely to Me, man. This is like a P-Rock and CL Smooth song on steroids, in my opinion. This is the kind of song that you can see CL Smooth jumping on, you know what I mean? Love this song
yep.
a lot, man. Next song, my G, oh boy. Eastern Conference All-Stars featuring Benny, The Butcher coming. Conway the Machine, West Side Gun, and Elzai, my dude. Eastern Conference All-Stars. Talk to me, man. Second single.
Well, this was another song that was released early. The internet went crazy over it, and
Sick.
Rightfully so. You got Sky Zoo going first. Then you got Benny spitting a 12-12 skinny verse, Pyrex verse.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got Conway coming in, spitting a raw gutter verse. And then, in my humble opinion, Elzai had the best verse to me. That's just to me. I thought Elzai's verse was the best verse. And then the last verse was West Side Gun. Now, let me tell you, I have a different appreciation for West Side Gun because I saw him live. And I see that he brings he's not judged on being an ill lyricist. He's judged on presence, on delivery, and just the real rawness from him. So when I hear verses now, I see that, you know, when he's in the building, he's in the building. You know what I'm saying? So like, this is a dope-ass song. I felt Elzai had the best verse. That's no shade to nobody on here. It's just I thought Elzai's verse, it spoke to me more. But this is a dope East Coast cut.
They all brought back that. Listen, when this song got released, I remember taking my break at work, and I had to blog about this song. That's how it really was, man. They all brought back that feel when cats would get together and make a dope collaboration song. For me, watching the last collaboration song that I like from a bunch of MCs was Slaughterhouse, Truth or Truth, for me. P-Rock is the god of the SP-12, man. Sky Zoo sets this off lovely. The pecking order was how they had Sky Zoo, then Benny, then Conway. Good how they had the pecking order of MCs and everything. Sky Zoo said, it's like I'm Illmatic sitting on loops meets Mortal Kombat finishing move. You see what the Genesis do? Jesus Christ, man. Benny said, nobody rhyming dominant on this probably since Hover. Yo, Benny really loves Hov. I thought I love Hov, man. Yo, Benny, it seems like he's always picking up Hov. What's right with Jay-Z bar in there somehow, man? Fans want classics and suckers want passes. Hustlers don't want much, just comfortable traffic. Talk that shit, Benny. I like Conway's verse, too, when he said, everybody talking that who's the best shit All of y'all can stop it. 2 years I recorded the hardest shit that's rocking. First of the year, like all the shit I chatted. He said I raised the bar that I linked with Marshall in the process. But like Watson said, man, I got to give the MVP to Elzai, man. I'm sorry, bro. When Elzai came on, man, how he entered his verse, smooth flow with fire bars. Nigga said, pick a line I write. It's not as wicked as a sick piranha bite, a brick of China white liquid on a stick of dynamite, or quick reminder right. Show you niggas with a sick persona. I come through your, that nigga, yo, that nigga Elzai is fire, man. And you know what's ill, Watson? The skies with Elzai to link up, though, because you've always picked up Elzai's Illmatic, his version of Illmatic, and I've always picked up Sky Zoo's version of Reasonable Doubt. So for them brothers to link up, you know what I'm saying? I thought that was dope.
Yeah, man.
I got to see the Five Mic collabo, bro. Five Mic collabo song, man. You know what I mean? Last song, my G, The Audacity of Dope. Talk to me, man.
This song, first of all, the beat is raw to me. I love this beat. And this is a one-verse flow where I feel Sky Zoo spazzed. Let me tell you how much I feel Sky Zoo spazzed. I would give this the Source Verse of the Month.
Wow.
On this
one. Going there with it.
That's how much. Because that's how I felt. Because I'm listening to this whole album, and he's spitting Five Mic lyricism throughout the whole album, right? So it's like, damn.
Yeah.
How you going to choose a verse? Because he's spending 4.5 Five Mic verses on every song. And then because this is only one verse and it's the last song in the album, I said, you know what? If I worked at the Source, this is the one I give it to. I just throw it on right here just so people, because you know it's a long verse. This is a fire song to me, man. I love the way, I love the beat and I love the way he rhymed over it, man. Like I said, this album has changed the outlook for me personally on who dropped the best lyrical album of 2019.
All right. When he said grew up with real Huxtables, dealing with real Carters, I like that. Grew up with real Huxtables, obviously, the Cosby Show, dealing with real Carters, the Carter, New Jack City. I love that line, man. I like when he said, I wouldn't go home till I made all my jumpers. You got to be a real basketball nut to be outside.
And me and you are real basketball nuts. And me and you are real basketball nuts. So you got you understand why I said I'm giving this my Source Verse. I fuck with this, man. Like I really, let me just tell you this. I like hip hop like this. Hip hop that I'm not expecting, hip hop that I'm not anticipating, even though I knew this was coming out. And then when I hear it, man, it's just like a breath of fresh air. Sky Zoo's from Brooklyn, Bed-Stuy, and he repped it the way you rep it. This is the kind of hip hop that I believe comes from my section of Brooklyn, the way he's doing it.
All right, Watson, give us the mic rate, my G. How much you giving this, bro?
This is a 4.5 mic album. It's 4.5 mics because it has no fast-forward material, no skippable tracks, and it has replay value. That is why it's 4.5. What gets into classic is if it stands the test of time, but we're in a different era of hip-hop where this kind of hip-hop is not the way hip-hop is going for the youth of today. So I don't know how to give the youth of today this project and have them feel it. You know what I'm saying? But to me, this is a 4.5 mic project. It's the highest rating I can give an album this year, man. This is what we gave the plugs I'm at. We gave the plugs up at 4.5.
Yeah.
We gave the plugs I'm at 4.5. This is 4.5 with more songs and more verses. So y'all take that how y'all want to take it.
God, I got to be watching again. I gave this 4.5 mic album. Thank you, Sky Zoo and P-Rock. First, I want to tell both you brothers that this is a phenomenal project from the beat selection, from the bars. You hear through the whole review, Watson keep talking about lyricism. And I have to agree. We're going to go into lyricism and just adding the flow to delivery, not heavy on guest features. You know what I'm saying? Raheem Devon and Styles P were the only guest appearances except Benny and those guys in a collabo, and he held it down. And I got to say, man, this is a fire album. And listen, we're in September. Me and Watson got about three more months, two and a half more months album review of 2019. I really want to see where both of us are going to have Skazi's album in our pecking order for 2019.
And,
I'm very interested
let me just say this about Pete Rock. Pete Rock kind of fell off my radar. I know Pete Rock has been working. I know Pete Rock has been putting out projects with Smoke Dizza. Pete Rock has been steadily working and putting out music, but he wasn't on my radar. This album put him squarely back on my radar, showed me that he still has it. Whoa. And what's great about it is I just listened to a podcast with DMC from Run-DMC, and he did a whole section where he credited Pete Rock for reviving and saving Run-DMC's career. And he kept saying, Pete Rock revived our career. Pete Rock is the one who took me into the booth and told me, don't try to rhyme like Tretch, Grand Pooba, and today's people. I'm going to rhyme like DMC. Rhyme like you DMC from Suck MCs. And that's why if you listen to the verse on Down with the King, the way he's rhyming, it's his old school flow, because Pete Rock said, that's who you are. That's how all of us know you, how we all look up to you. And and he credited Pete Rock for literally rejuvenating and reviving their career and giving them an entire new run. Like he said, that Down with the King album elevated them to do an entire new run for a new generation hip hop. And and I'm thinking, wow, I'm listening to Pete Rock's album, and this is some 20-some years ago, where someone who me and you believe are legendary groups is crediting Pete Rock. So that just goes
to the Slady Show, man. Go to the Slady Show, and you see how much we get pick up Run DMC, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
so Pete Rock, man. Absolutely.
Hey, hold on, let's go here before we go wrap it up to talk about some other stuff. I'm going to say this. I think P-Rock did a better job than Primo did on Prime 2.
I agree with you.
On Beatwise.
I agree with you with Prime 2. I absolutely agree with you with Prime 2. But wait a minute. I'll take it a step further. This project is better than Prime 2.
That's far. Yeah, that's far.
This is a better album than Prime 2.
I like it more than Prime 1 too. To be real. That's just me though. Yeah, I mean, so shout out to Skazi and Pete Rock, man. Retro Politics. If you've not go listen to that, please go listen to that so you won't think me and Watson is gassing it up. Y'all know we don't gas up nothing over here. If we like it, we like it. We don't. It is what it is. All right, Watson, let's talk some hip hop, man. Keeping Pete Rock's name, man, moving here. Announcement on social media that Pete Rock and Smoke Dizza and Benny the Butcher are going to collaborate to do a project together. I don't know how many songs they're going to be doing, but Pete Rock is back or at it again. They will be having him doing the bulk of the production, most of the production, I'm pretty sure. He's working, my dude. He's working. What do we think about Benny the Butcher and Smoke Dizza collaborating?
Well, this caught me off. I didn't know. So I recently went to, I saw Benny's concert that he did in New York, and Smoke Dizza was there. He was like, yo, he shouted out Smoke Dizza. Like, yo, it's my man, Smoke Dizza. And Smoke Dizza's walking out, and yo, people was giving Smoke Dizza love. People was walking up there, dapping him up, walking up to him. I was like, word? So we know Smoke Dizza been in this game for a minute, putting in work. I just didn't know that this collabo was coming. I think it's an EP, right?
Pretty sure. Probably 5-7 joints, probably.
Yeah. So here's the thing. To hear, we just heard Skazi over a full P-Rock beat. We heard Benny on one P-Rock beat, and he got busy with the 12-12 Skinny's Pyrex talk. So it's going to be interesting to hear how –
I think Pete Rock was tonight, I think, also on Tanner Talk, I think. I could be wrong, but hey,
So it's gonna be interesting. Put it this way, he's on a hot streak where basically everything Benny does is fire. Depending on how soon this comes, it's gonna be interesting to see.
My bad. Watch, let me just say this before the Cowboys kill me. My bad. It was damage you did tonight. Okay, I want to make sure I say that. Yeah.
Right. So yeah, I'm looking forward to this because now Pete Rock just produced a 4.5 mic album, a masterful album. We know his production is there. Benny is spinning 4.5 mic verses, period. And it's going to be – what I want to see is this going to elevate Smoke Dizza the way Dave East rhyming with Styles P elevated him in terms of what he gave us. So are we going to go from this and be like, yo, man, we got to talk about Smoke Dizza? It's going to be interesting to see if that's –
well.
How I'm going to come with this?
Here's the thing. Smoke Dizza and P-Rock already have a project out. They did a project back in 2016, the Don't Smoke Rock project. So they're familiar with each other's work. You get what I'm saying? Smoke Dizza's work is used to P-Rock. He's been in the booth with P-Rock. Is this going to elevate Smoke Dizza? Here's the thing, man. See, Smoke Dizza, Mayhem Loren, Rock Marciano, what people say me and Watson don't give enough props to on the show, whatever, okay? Before the Griselda wave, those guys, Sky Zoo also, they were rocking with Benny and them early. They were in Griselda early, so that's why I'm not shocked. Because also, I saw when Benny did Tanner Talk 3, when they dropped, he did a live show. And Smoke Dizza, they picked up Smoke Dizza live in attendance also, so the relationship is there, man. If being shows together, doing joints or chopping it up, you know, I'm from Buffalo, you're from New York. When they come to New York, you probably link up, smoke trees, link up, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not really surprised. Even though I would say, where is the Conway Benny the Butcher project? But hey, it is what it is. I don't know. I'm just happy P-Rock. I get to hear Benny on P-Rock beats. I am very happy to hear that. You know what I'm saying? You don't stop to thrilled about this project, though.
It's not that I'm not thrilled about it. It's just that I didn't know it was coming. And it's like I said, it's going to be interesting to see as if I have a different way I look at Smoke Dizza, because he's going to be going ball for ball with Benny on every song. So you know how we
right.
are. When you hear a song, we say who had the better verse, who got better. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It's going to be interesting if Smoke Dizza is going to be reintroduced to me. That's what I want to know. Because Benny and Pete Rock have already put out the classic work for this year. And we know Stab the Shot 2 is coming. So, come on. I don't have no doubts, no debate what's going to happen on that album.
Yeah.
So that's why it's going to be interesting.
Are we expecting Smoke Dizza and Benny to give us a feel, almost feel, like Stab the Shot Part 1?
No.
That P Rock is on production, that maybe can give us that oomph?
No. The reason why I say no is because a stabbing shot two is coming. So that when we want to get that feel, we're gonna get that feel. This is gonna be a different look, and it's gonna be interesting to see how it sounds. Listen, I'm open minded.
Let's keep it real, my nigga. We're not getting stabbing shot to 2020. Not coming up.
My nigga, my dude, October's next week. 2020 is fine,
saying,
man.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm fine with that.
Well, part of 2020 is happening because Special's working, man. We see that. Now, listen, Frederick Carson, stay close to 38 Special, my guy. I'm going to keep saying that on this show, man. Stay real close to 38 Special, man. For real. Like, yeah. We really need to do that, man. Joel Ortiz, man. You got to listen to this project. I listened to it one time. You were kind of right on what you told me. I listened to it last night. Wasn't too big on it. I was shocked the Common Boys really wanted us to do a deep dive into that project.
I was I'm trying to figure out what missing element is Joel Ortiz missing when Joel Ortiz can rap his ass off. He's a supreme lyricist. But it seems like when you want to get the best out of Jewel Ortiz, it's when he's rhyming with his peers. When you say, what's the best Jewel Ortiz stuff, it's always with another ill MC or another MC. For example, Gorilla Glue is going to be very high on my year-end list, or it's going to be on it. Let me say that.
Right.
You know, Heatmakers, he's rhyming with Fred the Godson, who is a lyricist, who's a punchliner, who has double entendre meanings, and he's rhyming with that. When he rhymes the Slaughterhouse, there were multiple songs where he had the better verse of three all-time great MCs. So
yes,
when you hear that, you're like, yo, he got to put out a project that's going to touch your soul. And people seem to love this last album. I didn't like it. And it wasn't that it was the lyricism that was bad. It was just like the beat hitting me. And then sometimes I think Jewel Ortiz just talks about, he'd be all over
rambling.
The place. He can rap, but he'd just be like, I'm like, put it this way. We just heard a focused Sky Zoo album, right, with P-Rock.
Mm-hmm.
It shits on that Jewel Ortiz album. And I know some people
but,
are like, are you
what? You're not saying that about Joel's verses on Gorilla Glue. Is it maybe it's to link up with one producer, like a P-Rock or Madlib or something like that?
No. He does not have to link up with one producer. It just has to be focused on what you're going to rap about. Because, mind you, I have all of Jewel Ortiz's albums. And he doesn't have that one album that you are like, you know, that you're like.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Put it this way. Jewel Ortiz has not put out what Sky Zoo just put out. And he's put out a lot of albums. You know what I'm
or
saying?
Or what Benny put out, or what Special puts out. You know what I'm saying?
And listen, I'm saying this as someone who thinks Jewel Ortiz is a big pun level lyricist. I think he's that nice.
Because
I've been listening to Jewel Ortiz before Joe Budden. I was listening to Jewel Ortiz when he was a teenager on Walkman.
I never thought Jewel Ortiz was ever better than Joe Budden. I never thought Jewel Ortiz was better than Joe Budden.
No, this is what I'm saying. I'm telling you how long I've been listening to him. I've been listening to him before Joe Budden. I can prove when you started listening to Joe Budden, I was listening to Jewel Ortiz before him when his name was Joel Quickman and he was being played on Stretch and Barbito in 2000 when he was a teenager, had 12-inch record deals with Raucous Records. I've been listening to Jewel Ortiz for 20 years.
Because you've been listening to him for 20 years and he doesn't have any stand-up projects yet.
And he's been dead nice. He's never not been super lyrical to me. I was chasing down Stretch Armstrong saying, where's that nigga Joel Quickman? That quick guy, where's he at? He was like, yo, my nigga, you do know that's Jewel Ortiz, right? I was shocked. I had no idea I was listening to him that long. I've been listening to Jewel Ortiz longer than Joe Budden. I did not know that.
And
I know
that now.
He's never
been better than Joe Budden. Nice
now,
plug.
The point I'm
saying he's never been better
point,
than Joe Budden. Never.
When he gets on tracks with Royce da 5'9", Crooked Eye, and Joe Budden, Jewel Ortiz has out-rhymed them.
No. I can't say he's out-rapped Royce and Joe and Crook. I don't think Jewel Ortiz is a better lyricist than Crooked Eye.
I'm not saying he's a better lyricist. I'm saying that Jewel Ortiz, to me, is a 5-mic MC. I think he's very dope. I think everybody in New York City knows he's very dope. I remember when K-Slay said, when I signed Papoose, I was trying my hardest to sign Jewel Ortiz. I would have had the two illest spitters.
All right, that's when
he did
Project Boy and my Brooklyn-ish and all that. Okay, that was cute. I like them things. So I like Blau. All right.
No. How about a song like 125 Grams Part 1? How about that song? I'll put that against anything.
He has no mood music. He has none of them shit. None of them.
I'm saying if I'm going to – well, that's when hip-hop gets subjective and opinionated. Okay?
You just sat here and said you don't like the Man's Project. So what are we doing?
I don't.
Going back to a memory lane? Nas voice?
Lyricism, I'm saying his level of lyricism, and I think he is a big pun level lyricist.
I don't like that big pun shit, man.
And I'm saying
I cannot believe you saying pun. I cannot believe you putting Joel in that pun shit. Why? Because he says
I'm putting Joel Ortiz.
Come on, man.
I'm putting Joel Ortiz there. Joel Ortiz is that nice. He's that level of an MC.
Oh, my
and
God.
That is why, and I'm highlighting that to say why I'm surprised he does not have one body of work, one project that is super dope. I remember he did that mixtape when he rapped over all the 90s beats. Really?
Yes, I love that. I love that. I love that shit. I love that. I love that. I love it.
And you know why you loved it? Because you heard what I heard. He's dead nice. He was rapping over all these classic beats embodying it. So that's my issue.
We've seen this before. No, I'm not going to let you do that. We've seen this before, Watson. You and I have seen this, man. We are of age to say this. We've seen niggas come in this game, spit dope bars over different niggas' beats. And when it's time for them to do a project by they goddamn lonely, it doesn't work. Hi, Cannabis. It doesn't work. I love nature, but nature first. I expect more from nature. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
Now let me say this. A lot of people are going to disagree with us on this because a lot of people loved the Mona Lisa Project with Apollo Brown, and a lot of people loved this latest project he put out. People really like it. So I'm saying we might be on the wrong side. We might be
missing something because a lot of
people like this shit. I'm just saying, compared to Sky Zoo shit that we just did, nah, B, it ain't even comparable.
I like Shay North shit more than this. I like Freddie Gibbs shit more than this. I like Rap City shit more than this. I do, my dude. I ain't gonna hold you, man. I do, bro. I do. I'm not gonna front. Is 2019 finishing up strong for you?
Yes. But remember, you was on that 2019 ain't giving you the 2018 feel. But 2019
is still
It still doesn't.
To me,
it does. To me, 2019.
To me,
2019 is shaping up to be
every other week. You and I were talking about different artists, different songs, this project's coming out. Like, it was a different vibe last year, bro. On rappers dropping projects, much.
Do you know how much hip hop me and you don't talk about? Like, if people listen to this show, they wouldn't understand. They wouldn't know any of the hip hop we listen to, because we're not talking about the Baby. We're not talking about YMB and all these other new people. So if they heard this show, they'd be like, "What kind
of
hip hop
y'all
listen to?"
No one listens to us for that. You just don't.
You know. My man RJ Payne has put out two projects, and he's about to put out a third project. And you're telling me that 2019 ain't crazy? Man, 2019 is going to be insane when it's all said and done.
Remember, 2018. That would be like when it's all said and done.
Come on. How can you say that when Freddie Gibbs just put out a classic album to you, right?
Four mics.
Sky Zoo just put out one. Sky Zoo just put out one. Shake just put out one. 30 Express put out one early. Benny put out one in June. Like, it's the music is coming, and the classics are coming, and it's not over. It's still not over. More hip hop is coming. You know, Black.
Son, you were playing, my nigga, you were playing Sonny G Rap till now, bro. Come on, knock it off, my nigga. Come on.
And I'm playing.
You still playing Santa Talk 3
now. And
still
I'm playing
Gorilla
Glue
now.
Hold up.
Come on,
I'm playing
Gorilla Glue. Not like last year, B.
Played early. I'm still playing it. Everything I was playing early in January and February, I still play it. So I'm telling you, 2019 is a fire year. Because you're not going to tell
me. Not like last year, man.
Put out three
projects. You can't tell me what. My nigga, I was amped to do the last episode of 2018 last year.
And you're going to be amped for this one. And you're going to be amped for this one.
Because I love hip hop, yes. Because I love hip hop, yeah. But. It was different last year, man. For me to go back and listen to projects last year and know he's doing a show, like, it was like, damn, I'm listening to some real ill shit. Some real ill shit. a lot of albums came, like, I love Little Brother, but I expected more. Ross album with that. GZ shit with that. It's like, you know what I mean?
Hold on. You see this? Because I don't listen to what you just said, Russ and Jeezy, that didn't bother me because I was listening to shit like Soul on Ice 2. I was listening to shit like Glory with Ab Lob and Spado. I listened to all my hip hop
music,
Volume 1, Volume 2, Volume 3. I listened to Ghostface's new album that we ever talked about. I got the new terminology set in stone. So my hip hop for 2019 is.
My nigga, knock it off. Knock it off with Ghostface Killah in 2019. Knock it off. Knock it off.
Knock it off.
I like terminology. I like terminology too, man, but come on. Come on, man.
My point is, I know what I'm listening to, and it ain't Jay-Z and Rick Ross. I'm not worried about that.
Son, you can chew gum and walk. Can't you listen? You can listen to Ross, Jeezy, and go back to terminology, and go back to that.
The square root of a kilo. That's what I'm listening to.
I love that.
And Leatherface Stain Rotation. There's gonna be Leatherface too.
Love RJ
Payne. And then you got to say no. Then you got to plug
love
on that. I got 10 projects you love right now. So when you say
not like 2018,
and guess what? And we got more stuff coming. And we got
Nipsey,
more stuff coming.
Benny.
Black Thought last year, nigga.
2018. You said it right.
No. What I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you this. Boot Camp Click is dropping an album in October. Black Moon
just dropped an album.
Too. New Black Moon.
Black Moon dropped an album. Yeah.
No, that's what I mean. Black Moon.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, we're gonna be pleasantly surprised because I like the Cocoa Brothers album that came out. In February of this year.
I love it too. The Smith & Wesson album, I liked it too. I liked it too. No doubt.
I know
you did. I liked it too.
2018 shit.
I liked it.
2018 shit.
I liked it. Three and a half my album. 2019
shoot.
Three and a half
my
album.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
if you're going to base 2019 on how you feel about Jeezy and Rick Ross, then yeah, this wasn't a good year.
No.
If that's what you base it on, this was not a good year.
I'm talking about overall, man. You know what I'm saying?
You base it on
shit. All right, let's go ahead, man. Mr. West, Kanye West is dropping a project. I want to say next week. Watch, I think it is. Right? 28th, I think. What I'm seeing. I just feel like it's a gospel album. And then like a Jesus name of the album. And a lot of the track listings I saw of the songs, it seems like he's dedicating the album to the Lord. What do you think about Kanye West's project that's about to drop?
I think it's going to be garbage. And
okay.
I think it's going to be fake. I don't think it's going to be innovative. And I think you're a sucker. I think you're a sucker for hip hop if you think this shit is not anything that's dope. I tweeted out something and I got my most retweets of the year. I said, there's a woman named Candace Owens who Puff Daddy had on her Revolt show, and she went out there arguing with T.I. when she was like, white supremacy and white nationalism isn't a problem for blacks in this country. She said it with a straight face. Mm-hmm. So the video went viral. So I tweeted, this is the woman Kanye West thinks is so brilliant, and hip-hop media treats her like she's an intellect. Kanye West does Sunday trash-ass service, and all is forgiven. The merger of hip-hop and MAGA disgusts me. And, yo, for whatever the reason, everybody's liking that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because Kanye West doing this Sunday shit where he act like he's doing the Lord, and he's doing his thing and call out, and people are looking at this shit like, yo, does this nigga think he's doing something that black people don't know about? Come on, man. I don't find nothing dope about him.
Why do you think he's going this route, though? Why do you think he's going this route, though?
Trying to repair his damaged name. Now all of a sudden you already did Jesus, but you said you was Jesus. Now all of a sudden you love Jesus Christ? Like, what is this, man?
No, don't do that. Let's not question if you love Jesus Christ. Are we doing that? Are we questioning that?
My man calls himself.
It's called Jesus is
Jesus.
King. That's the name of the album. Jesus is King.
He goes, come on, man. Are you serious, man? Who are you appealing to? Who are you appealing to? Who are you appealing to with that?
I'm just telling you the name of the album.
Right now,
is my G.
Who are you trying to reach when you name an album Jesus is King? Tell me right now who you're trying to appeal to. Because you didn't know trying to appeal to Father Clement.
Why are we desecrating on that man's title of his album to the Lord, though? We shouldn't do that, though. Jesus is
because
King.
I think.
Are you saying he's faking the funk? Are you saying
yeah,
the main source faking the 100%. Funk? Is that what you're doing?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
Okay. I think he's faking the funk like Love Professor and Meek the Exotic. Yes. Yes, absolutely. 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 And white media people and Jane Lowe and all of them dudes, they really go, oh, Kanye, he dropped some innovative something, something. Me and you going to see through
yeah,
that shit.
You know.
That's why I can't
he
wait
wrote
to hear
too.
Me
he wrote
going
too.
See
hold on,
shit.
So Ebro too. You know, Ebro's going to say some wild shit about it. You know what I'm saying? What if it's dope, though, Watson? What if it's dope? What if it's dope music and a dope message?
Can't be. Cause he,
not to be Kanye's lawyer right
is,
now, but you know what I mean?
His message and who he is, you can't name an album Jesus is King and then talk about other strange shit.
The man had a song called Jesus Walks, though, son. He had a song called Jesus Walks. We loved it. Shout out to Ranzas.
You, tell me. You loved it. I was listening to The Hunger for More.
Son, don't do that because we have a Kanye West appreciation where you picked up Kanye's first three albums.
I said Kanye West is the most was the most influential single artist in music of the last 15 years, and I stand by that. Kanye West, after 2000, after the Watch Your Throne album, all his music has been trash to me. After Watch Your Throne. So my run with Kanye is beginning production with Rockefeller to Watch the Throne. That whole 11-year, 12-year run of his is remarkable. It's impactful. But then he lost his fucking mind and started putting out anything. Like,
right.
And I ain't with it. You know, Jesus is King,
well,
man. Come on, man. I ain't going for this shit.
The common boys want to know, are we going to review that album? That's what kind of
yeah, yeah.
Teaching I like.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I can't wait.
So niggas on this Bart Scott. I can't wait. Campaign. I hear you, Bart Scott. Hey, I'm going to listen to it. I hope it's good. If you want it to be bad, I'm just, we love music. As much as we don't rock with his political views and how he moves out in the
streets. Did we like Kanye West's last album? Because we reviewed it. Did we like
we
it?
We reviewed it, no. I think we gave it 3 mics.
Okay, so what has changed since then?
Nothing's changed.
All right.
He's going a different route, though, my G. He's going a different route
okay.
And a different message.
So guess what? So listen to Malice. You want
to
hear that route? You want
to
hear that route? Go listen to Malice. You'll have a better MC who has given his life to the Lord. Because Malice has done that, and Malice has put out albums.
Jesus Christ.
Guess what? I don't see the hip-hop community going crazy over it. Malice from the Clips has an album. And he dedicated to Jesus Christ.
He does.
He's rapping. Instead of rapping about coke and shit, he's rapping about love of Christ. Where y'all at, hip-hop community? Why y'all not talking about that album? This nigga trying to do a fake, I'm going to be fake Chance the Rapper now. That's what he really doing, and y'all going for it. I'm never going for this shit. It's a calm move, man.
We thought about somebody, Benny the Butcher, bringing out T-Rock at a Philly show. I thought that was interesting.
I loved it, man, and you know what
too.
I loved about that? You know what I loved about that is Benny. I mean, just listen to your interviews with Benny. The interviews that you downplay, that you don't put over all these other interviews with niggas who talk to him, and they don't know anything about him. You know what I'm saying? Benny is a true Benny and Griselda. Them niggas love battle rap, man. Those are battle rap loving niggas.
Yeah.
Just no question. Yeah. You don't bring out T-Rock in the Philly crowd like, yo, this is T-Rock. Unless you fuck with T-Rock. And remember, Conway's first ill freestyle.
Was
in New York.
He did all of the battle rappers, Schemes, Austin,
the
Calico.
Rap.
Yeah, he was violent.
And that video went viral. And that's the video that everybody's like, who the fuck is this? So that's why these niggas do aggressive rhyming. So I appreciate it. That he brought T-Rock out there. Because you can tell, T-Rock's a bit the shit they like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bit the shit they like.
Facts.
So, I fucked with it.
I ain't gonna fly. I seen Vada Fly. Somebody told me Vada Fly said that that we put them on the Griseldies. I ain't gonna front though. Them niggas over there, they put me on the Griselda. Hey, shout out to the Father Flizzy, you know. Talking that. I mean, it is what it is. True that.
Well, we know, first of all, we know the hip hop community is late. Because remember when Ill Will spit that Conway bar and the crowd gave them no reaction?
Yeah.
And who called that out?
Yeah.
And did we not call that out?
Like, we call that shit out.
What's going on? What kind of hip hop does battle rap niggas?
Yeah.
They were shocked.
Yeah.
These niggas are standing there looking like, huh? Fuck y'all niggas doing? Because you know what I'm saying? He didn't put a Uzi Vert bar. He put a Conway bar. And the battle rap community at the URL event did not know what he was talking about.
And then we saw Lux and Hollow in the whip playing Benny and all that when they was preparing for the battle.
Yeah,
like,
2019. In 2019, our first shows was Griselda shows, man. In 2017. When we first started doing shows.
That was ever heavy, man. All right, Watson, I have to ask you this question. In the comment boys, we got to know, what's your take on Tekashi?
Tekashi is singing, man. He is singing. He is singing. He's doing singing that ain't been seen. Like, yo, this nigga singing so crazy that the memes coming out. Yo, the memes coming out. Yo, you got
the memes are crazy.
Yo, you got Shannon Sharp talking about, yo, this nigga Tekashi telling on me. What I think what threw people off is everybody knew he was cooperating and telling. But here's the wrinkle in the game that people did not expect, that this nigga was going down on everybody in hip-hop that he knew. Like, if he knew you or knew you had any affiliation with anything, he was going to name drop you. And that kind of fucked everything. Like, yo, this nigga took this shit. Because, you know, we think he's going to talk to Dottie and the people that he, you know, the people.
Brought up Jim's name, brought up Trippie Red, brought up Cardi B.
This nigga, boy, he brought up Cardi B. Like, we like, what? And the meme.
Hold on, man. Hold on. Sidebar. Jim Jones, man. Wait for it. Archie Bunker Award. Sam, Capo, you don't know you should not be on the phone having those kind of discussions with Mel Matrix or Mel Murder, whatever his name is. those kind of conversations, bro.
Let me tell you what makes this Jim Jones conversation so bad.
Come on, Jim. Off with your
As a hip hop fan, we all know the history of Bird Gang. Bird Gang was Jones with them, and that's when Jim Jones was doing his blood thing. We all remember that. Why are you giving them ammunition?
Even though you waited that late to be a blood, but again,
why are you Well, remember he did Certified Gangster with Game. Remember he went out there in Cali?
Yeah.
He did Certified Gangster. We saw it on the DVDs.
Yeah.
So he's always been around that. You know what I'm saying? But, man, when Tekashi said that, this is the thing that threw everybody for a loop. We knew that there was something said. He heard a tape of somebody saying he's going to be violated. Nobody knew that they was talking about Jim Jones. I think that shit fucked up everybody. Like, that really fucked up everybody. Because everybody's going to be like, what is Jim Jones talking about? What does he mean by that? So to me, he completely threw Jim Jones under the bus. There was no reason for him to throw Cardi under the bus. And the thing about
Cardi did some stupid shit, though. Her damn publicist come out and says, oh, Cardi's not affiliated with Nitrate. And then she goes, I'm affiliated with Brim. Like, what's Cardi? What are you? Shut up.
This is weird, Cardi. This is where Cardi really – this is where if these niggas – where they smoke this fire. Cardi
Damn,
has
these new niggas out of control,
around.
Man. Watch it. We got to call it what it is, man. These new niggas are out of control, bro. They are out of control. This social media.
Yo,
area,
my nigga, fuck the
niggas
new niggas.
Wild.
Let me ask you something. Let's say you was in the streets and you and your team was in the streets. Would y'all ever fuck with a nigga y'all knew wasn't built for nothing? That wasn't built, that was pussy, that was soft, that
they
couldn't fight nobody.
They gave him a starter kit, though, my nigga. They gave him a starter kit.
That's my point. How do you give a starter kit to my man, they gave a starter kit to a nigga. What about that
because
life?
Because you know he's a herb, my nigga, because you know he's a herb, and you can extort him. Let's call it what it is.
You're right.
They
used Tekashi.
They used Tekashi as a starter kit. We're going to make you into this, da-da-da-da. White kids are going to love you. They're going to be all the shows.
And we're
going to
extort
you
the entire time.
And
how long do you think that's going to work? And while we're doing it, we're going to keep making you finance our lifestyles And the second you act like you're not trying to finance our lifestyle or you're trying to get away from us, we're gonna take it away. I mean, so, come on, man. Was it worth it now? Was it worth it now getting a herb-ass nigga to do this? That got that fast money. That shit went in less than a year. In less than a year. Faking the funk. This was, y'all niggas had a nigga, and make them look crazy. Y'all niggas had a nigga faking the funk for y'all to get money, and then come to find out he's a super, super fraud, and it's all gone just like that. Come on, man. I can't
just like that.
Come on, hip hop.
A year ago, they were on top of the world, right? You see how that works?
Top
young
of
generation.
The world. Remember?
See how that works?
We was like, oh, wait a minute. What about him saying Gummo was a diss song to Trippy Red because Trippy Red
did not know that.
Yo,
I
didn't
know
that.
Bobby, yeah, I'm not going to lie. I knew that, bro. I did not know that.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. This nigga was really singing. And the memes were.
Y'all rappers
got to
stop the bullshit, man. They're using all y'all music in court, man. Lil Boosie, YNW Nelly, JK. All these niggas, man. Bobby Schmitter.
That's how they got by Diggs. See, the problem is
Rod Diggs for real.
Yeah, they got him on that. Cause what he rapped about really happened. But remember, that's what
you ain't gonna talk about, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. A lot of y'all rappers talk that street shit, man. Rod Diggs gave me that fear when he was talking to rap. But I ain't gonna hold you, man. I'm not gonna hold you, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's a good case, man, because we ask rappers to live their life, and when they do it and talk about it, it comes like a bite in the ass. So I think as hip hop fans, we do play both sides of the fence sometimes. I'm guilty of it.
Let me tell you what makes this whole Tekashi shit so whack. The shit Shotty going to jail for is the shit that happened last year. It's the shit that happened while he was with Tekashi. They didn't get him on none of the other shit he supposed to do, but they got him on a shooting at the Barclays Center and something else he supposedly did. But that was when he got with Tekashi. And I'm like, yo, y'all niggas really fucked your whole lives up over this nigga.
Thanks.
That shit make no sense, man. That shit make no sense.
I just hope your boy Pop Smoke. I hope your man Pop Smoke is seeing what's going on. That's all I hope.
Well, let's be clear.
For real.
Now we have a pattern. Bobby Smurda and the GS9 clique went to jail. Them niggas couldn't last a year because they were street dudes rapping about it. And
hold on.
That case.
When they popped it for like a year? Or was it even a year they made it? So they got knocked.
It didn't even make it a year, I don't think.
Jesus
it almost
Christ,
made it a year. Then you got Tekashi. November, Gummo come out. Didn't even make it a year. So... And Pop Smoke is someone who's been in and out of the system already wearing ankle bracelets. So my message to Pop Smoke and anybody around him,
lay low.
Y'all
lay low.
Getting money, especially low. Get money rapping. That's where the money comes. Remember,
right?
As street as we want to call 50, the one thing we know 50 did, he said, y'all niggas bring that street shit here while I'm getting this real money. I'm sending y'all niggas home. He said half the hood home
Smurf.
When they tried to bring that Vava shit.
Hot Smurf.
It was more than Banger Smurf.
I'm just saying Banger Smurf because we know niggas Joffy too, Queen Slim.
Yeah.
Go back to Queen Slim show. Go listen to Queen Slim show with Joffy. He broke that shit down, loves me.
And Joffy, you can tell. But see, here's the difference. And this is what I was talking to people like that. I said, the difference with 50 with street niggas and hip hop is. 50 was the boss of the street niggas when they was in
and
the street.
50 was a street nigga. Tekashi was not a street nigga. There's a big difference.
You're right,
but even funny?
But he was the boss in the streets. So he ran them in the streets.
Tekashi was
so
not a boss. Tekashi was never a boss.
You're right. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying this was a big difference. That's why 50 was able to take all the street niggas and dead them. And remember, there were repercussions over that. It wasn't like 50 could just dead them and niggas wasn't mad and trying to violate them because they was. Like, there was ramifications. Niggas was trying to get at Yayo. Niggas was going to Summer Jam, throwing chairs and tables
throwing
at
chairs
him.
And all that shit on floor.
Street niggas was like, you cutting us off on the back. So, but because he was a leader in the street, and a nigga, he can handle that. He can live through that. Tekashi wasn't built at all for this shit. And them niggas, come on, man. Them niggas.
I don't understand you young niggas, man. Rappers, man. I don't say rappers, period. You want to get out the hood. so badly to take care of your family, get out. You live in a whole different lifestyle. Tekashi, I remember you on Breakfast Club talking about a year ago, you were sleeping on the floor in your mom's crib, you and Sari, baby moms. And for you to take care of everybody. And listen, I said it in my blog watching, as much as I didn't really rock with him like that, one thing I did respect about him is his love for the kids and love for the less fortunate. Because you always see him break them off bread and all that. You know what I'm saying? I picked him up on that. But,
Yeah, you saw videos with him going to his grandpa, his mother, who didn't really know what was going on because it was just so fast. And he just gave her bags of money and shit. And she was like, huh?
But then I blame him. He put his mother in a position. He put his mom dukes in a position. He put his baby moms in a position. And his kid in a position. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is crazy to me.
But they use the element of, we're going to make him, we're giving him a cosign that he's a blood, that he's backed by the tough blood gang, and we're going to allow him to say the craziest shit. And he used to say the craziest shit. Come to find out, all this suck my dick, nigga, I'm in the hood, I'm here, I'm going to Chicago, all of that tough guy super shit, when you see him sing like this, and let's be real, it's not only them, the whole industry went with it. Like, it wasn't like he wasn't, like, Academic tied his whole career to Tekashi. You know what I'm saying?
Just like he did Chicago, Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? Trey Songz, Tory Lanez, Nicki Minaj, these are people who all bought into that shit. 50, when 50 was like, yo, this is the hottest nigga.
Yes. 50
all of a sudden,
I hated when 50 did that. I hated when 50 did that.
Like, everybody in the industry knew he had the youth, he was the hottest dude in the street, and they're going to try to get some of that sauce on them. And come to find out, man.
Listen, we should have known. We should have known his last interview on the Breakfast Club tells you everything you need to know. I beg you people to go back and watch his last interview, like I did a couple nights ago on the Breakfast Club. And the shit he was saying when he was talking about removing himself from Shotty and all that, he knew what was coming. He knew what was coming. The man even said himself, only thing I fear is the feds and something else, and the Lord, I think he said. You get what I'm saying?
As
so,
my
like,
pilot,
unfortunate.
As my pilot, stairs my lear. Yes, my dear. It's official. Only the feds are
feds
fear.
Are fear.
They told y'all niggas that, man.
Facts. So, you know, listen. He's going to – listen, evidently, there's going to be a movie on this dude. I really want to see when this movie comes out because you know there's going to be a movie about Tekashi. You can make a whole movie about this shit, man. I just never seen this guy –
you know,
see somebody
tell
so much, man, like drop dimes so hard, buy like this.
He's taking dropping dimes to a new level because he's throwing motherfuckers in there that don't –
my nigga, he's doing more name dropping than Game's first album, Documentary, my dude. He's doing more name dropping. He's name dropping heavy.
When you can name drop more than Game's Documentary – not Game's Documentary. What was the album he came out after Documentary? That's the one he really named
LAX. LAX. LAX.
Oh, yo.
LAX,
you can name when Game name dropped on every single song? That's crazy. And that's why the memes are coming fast and furious, man. I swear to God, I be laughing my ass off.
Yeah.
The
memes are crazy. They all dealing with it, though. They say, I don't deal with it. They all dealing a little bit, though. It's kind of like, so all of them is like, all right, dog. Kind of like, there should be a time limit when y'all going to, you know, what's the cutoff period with the memes. Some of them is like, But it's crazy, though, man. You know, it's Troy Ave when it went up there. I don't know what the hell Troy Ave was doing there, I guess, to see his man. I guess, Troy Ave, if I was United States, I would have not gone to courthouse. I know that's your man. I guess you're going to support, but you should be the last person to be up in the courtroom, my G, in my opinion. But hey, it is what it is. What a fall off, Troy Ave, huh?
Did you rock with Troy Ave like that?
My nigga, let me tell you something. When Troy Ave dropped that New York City album, I was rocking with Troy Ave heavy, dog. Heavy. I'm not going front. I don't know if you did, but I did like Trey Ave.
Let me ask you something.
How
was it? Remember when everybody was like, Troy Ave cooperated to get out of jail?
Yeah, allegedly.
So how'd he get out? Because when he got out, somebody got arrested. When he got out, somebody got arrested.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
me and you in our 40s. Me and you in our 40s. And I don't know how we survived New York streets in the 80s and 90s. Not getting caught up in no BS. Not joining no gangs and gang culture and Bloods and Crips in the 90s, fam. We really avoided that. It's funny. They hear Sticky Fingers say, or somebody, Onyx, says, we don't throw gang signs in New York, and how that changed so much, bro, after that line. Like, crazy. Crazy. It's crazy, man. So when niggas be like, I'll be outside, I'm like, man, you be outside for what? Me and Watson was outside when there was no cameras, no cell phones. You could beat a nigga over the head over. You could throw a nigga in a dumpster for a couple of days. He could rot and chill. Nobody even know about that shit, my nigga. This is a different era, man. Y'all young people, man, I don't know. I don't got a professional in the streets. Like, I'm off that. Trust me. I'm a 9-to-5 tax-paid citizen. I go home and I go to work, come home. I do a show at PSA about. I take care of my kids and my grandchildren. I'm wild with nobody. Oh, that shit is crazy, man. It's just crazy, man. Crazy, crazy, crazy. I know somebody else also wanted me to ask you, about both of us, like I should have been down here. Inspector Deck, somebody you love very much. Somebody was telling me you need to check his album out.
Okay. I'll definitely check it out. I got the Czarface album that came out this year with Inspector Deck and Ghostface. The beats were horrible, by the way. They were fucking horrible. Czarface meets Ghostface? Oh, my God.
I didn't listen to that. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't listen to that.
The beats were horrible.
No mathematics.
The beats were so bad.
No mathematics. No RZA.
No. Nigga, mathematics and it was ill, man. Really? Yo, wait a minute. You shitting on mathematics beats?
Huh?
Are you shitting on mathematics production?
You're bugging. I'm saying that as a compliment because not for nothing, the RZA got more love. I thought True Master and mathematics got shortchanged a lot when it came to production.
Yeah, they get shortchanged. You remember. Let's be clear.
Yeah,
after Cuban Links, you notice we started seeing True Master Mathematics' name a lot after Cuban Links.
Yeah.
I saw them on. I was like, who's True Master on this Ghostface album?
Who's
Mathematics just did? And then they was all over the Wu-Tang Forever album. I was like, okay. Who are these niggas? So, yeah, you're right, they do get shortchanged. But what about Deck, though? I always check for Deck, man. You know that.
I'll check it, man. But, we're crazy to go listen to Wu-Tang in 2019.
Well, I do have a new Ghostface. And I like it. I do have a new Ghostface. And by the way, that's Ghostface's 13th album, man. Ghostface
Jesus,
has dropped 13 official albums. 13. That's crazy, man.
Wow.
He has one of the great hip hop discographies ever.
Sam, let's
well, rappers,
it's 2019. We can say this now.
They're not mixtapes. They're albums.
He's the most consistent Wu-Tang member of all time. Let's call it what it is.
It's not even close.
Say that now.
It's not even close.
And it's not close either. Sorry, Ray. Sorry, Mef. No. Even though I wish Street Life would have got more burn in Wu-Tang, because I thought he was better than Capitana, Master Killer, and U-Guard.
Well, Method Man presents Street Life. He dropped the album. What do you think about it?
All right, then.
You dropped.
Nah, but I'm talking about 9, 7, 9, 8. Watch your mouth about Nature, man. Love Nature, man. Watch your mouth.
Your man's Nature and your man's Street Life dropped their albums and nobody felt them.
And your man Cannabis dropped the album, nobody felt it either, but that's neither here nor there.
I did. You know I'm playing.
Don't act like
I'm
not gonna let you get that off.
Alice.
I love Buckingham Palace.
You know
Alice,
I'm playing Buckingham Palace.
The journalist. This man, the journalist, get the journalist out of here, man. I don't think he's like, the journalist is fire, man. Knock it off. Journalist is fire.
I'm fucking journalists from Philly. You crazy? Journalists from Philly.
I put journalists A+. Who else? Journalists A+. All the niggas are the same gumps at the table, man. Who else? Stan Spit.
No.
Yeah, man.
You putting Stan Spit up there? I don't even put him. Stan Spit. I don't rate Stan Spit nowhere, man. Come on. Dick Cam. Remember all that right. Garbage dick?
Yeah,
Remember
the cam was terrible. It was trash. It was terrible. Terrible. Garbage.
I was like, how this nigga infiltrate Big L album? Remember? He was like, why the fuck is this?
P-Rock, yeah, the first single. Well, P-Rock wasn't alive, but I mean, Big L wasn't alive. It was the Miss Jones, AG from Showbiz and AG and all that, yeah. I like the train, the stance to that. Yo, you know what I listened to the other day? Word Flush Force album.
I love that album. I love Word Flush Force album.
I saw Medallions and all that, Moving Money Reproduction.
Yeah, man.
Periodic Shines.
Worldwide. Classic hip hop.
Worldwide.
Classic hip hop song.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that was a dope album. Yeah. Well, it clearly wasn't slept on to me and you because we bought it.
Yeah, I bought that shit.
We bought it in 97, like, yeah. Word Flush shit out, we copping off the top.
It was dope. It was one of the, you know, if you were 97, it would have been in my, it would have been in my top 10.
Yep.
But then again, 97 has so many albums, though.
Nah, you didn't like 97 that much. Because remember, you didn't like the Bad Boy shit. You didn't like Mace. And you didn't like
Fuck Daddy.
That,
though, I can really know. There's Wu Tang Forever. There's Pun. There's Big.
There's no Pun. There's no Pun. There's no Pun. There's no Pun in 97.
98.
That's what I'm saying. 97 was Bad Boy's year of dominance, and you wasn't fucking with that.
God, I hate you, my nigga. I do not like the Puff Mace ever, man.
I despise that shit
so much, man. Hi, man. I think Nature was around 97. Who else? What's 97, man?
Rage album came out, remember?
Come on, son. No, plug Rage 97. Come on, we're doing that. Rage.
Wait a minute. Why are we not?
Even though Rage had one of the dopest intros.
Wait a minute. DJ Premier produced one of her songs on that album.
One song, my dude.
You remember that?
Come on, but maybe the song for Jay Hood also. What does that mean? Come on. I'm not going to Jay Hood, though. I'm not going to front. I did like Jay Hood a lot, though. I'm not going to front, man. I was a supporter.
I was a big time Jay Hood supporter. Tales from the Hood coming soon.
I love Saigon, man. Yeah, he kept saying that for like 3 years, right? Saigon, too. Love Saigon, man. I was a big Saigon fan, so I know you love Ransom, but I love Saigon. Love Saigon. The way you love Ransom is all like I felt about Saigon.
I feel the same way about Saigon, but at that time when he was out, I was into the 18 because Ransom didn't go solo yet. I was into the 18.
Yeah, but Saigon
when
is better than
Hitchcock.
We're not doing that. Saying Saigon is better than MC than Hitchcock. Come on.
No, I'm saying I was into the 18 group. Well, put it this way: if you've got any kind of DJ Clue tapes between 2002 and 2005, you got an A-Team song on every fucking Clue mixtape for 3 to 4 years.
Yeah,
you're forced. That's a fact. And Stack
Bundles
was on them songs too. You know what I'm saying? So you heard it. And then Big Mike put out Hard Hood Classics Volume 1, which was the A-Team. I was fucking with the A-Team Hard Body. Joe Button brought him out. You know that. Mouse brought him out.
Of course. Mouse.
But you're right. But you right, I fuck with Saigon Hard Body. You damn sure right.
Yeah,
that song Say Yes,
Saigon.
Yeah,
man.
You know what I heard Say Yes from, right? The first time I heard Saigon was through K Slay.
It felt like Papoose, Saigon, J Hood, Graf, your boy you like, Red Cafe. All them niggas were at the table together.
You're right. And Corey Guns was there too.
Yo, Corey, shout out to my man Corey Guns dropping that So Bronx freestyle. That shit was fire.
Yeah.
I can hear Guns
drop
off other niggas' beats all day. Yo, there's certain niggas, I can hear them rap off niggas' beats all day. Cassidy used to give me that shit. I ain't going for Cassidy. As much as people think we don't rock with Cassidy, which I think is bullshit. We just talk about battle rap, not in hip hop bars. But I can hear Cassidy rap on beats all day back in the day, man. And it's certain niggas.
How does he sound? How does he sound now when he raps? In
2019, I did like his So Philly freestyle. I didn't like his Numbers project though. No, cats. No, me and Watson's Jay-Z 444 review before our channel went down had like 80,000 views on that shit. Your Cassidy mixtape Numbers has only 27,000 views, bro. I don't know. You tell me. You do the math. You do the math. Scrap. No, but I think Rocco Cash. I think he's acting like niggas in Rocco Cash. Cash was fire. Like Rugged and Cash rap. You know what I mean? Rugged and Cash City rap, man. You feel me? Yeah, man. Check us out, Watson.
PSA Hip Hop, the home of Antonio Brown, the man
really
who no longer has a team in the NFL. PSA Hip Hop, the home of the best wide receiver in the NFL who is not in the NFL.
I don't know if he's better than Julio Brown. I don't know. But DeAndre, Boy Hopkins from the
Yeah, he better than both of them. He better than both of them. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't. He put up better numbers than them every year.
The last couple of years, he's been kind of shaky, though, Antonio Brown. But that's neither end of it. What do you think about KD? It's like KD and the Warriors. I can't wait to see Brooklyn take over the state this year. Oh, damn, KD's not playing, so scratch that. Scratch that.
I'm personally disappointed that KD's throwing shots at the Warriors. He has no reason to do it. Steph Curry.
I don't think he likes it there, my dude. I used to say that show a lot.
Yo, my nigga, let me tell you something. Let's keep it 1,000. The nigga won back to back championships and an MVP. Like Magic said, my nigga, if that can't find you happiness, my nigga, I'm sorry. Because I'm telling you right now, you ain't winning the championship in Brooklyn.
Well, the nigga
I'm
said,
very
the
happy
nigga said he won championships and nothing changed for him.
See, then that's you. That's on you, my nigga. You know that.
That's when
he with the Houston Rockets, how happy was he? He was a role player on a championship team, and that meant everything to him. For KD to win
Kevin Willis
back
is crying, buddy. I'm with Kevin Willis. I think I'm with Kevin Willis one with the Spurs. I think it was crying. But then again, you got to look at it.
Do you remember when Antoine Walker got to be playing one with the Heat? How happy they were?
Yeah. Well, we're talking about niggas that was in 12th year in the league, though. It's a little different, though. Your 12th year, 13th year in the league, and you finally got a ring.
Different. The nigga won back-to-back championships, MVP, talk about he's not happy. Come on, my nigga. There's no excuse for him. That means he can't find happiness. That means Kevin Durant will not find happiness in the NBA. Can't.
You know what it is? I think KD looked at it like this, man. Y'all niggas knocked on my door. I didn't knock on yours. And I'm a better NBA basketball player than Steph Curry. And you go back to the parade when one of the GMs, I think, he was like, oh.
When that owner said that, I knew that bothered him. Let's be real. There was shit that was said that KD never let slide. And now we know he didn't let it slide. You know, when Draymond was like, yeah, we won without you, peep game. How many championships does Steph Curry have without KD?
One.
You talking all that shit, and you have one. The one championship KD doesn't play, y'all don't win. Kawhi by himself. Steph Curry, you by yourself. What's good? Y'all lost every home game. Draymond Green, where you at? We won before you. We don't need you. Okay. Why did you have him? Did y'all win? They may never win another championship again. So, Draymond, we're going to see what's really good. We're going to see what's really good.
They still got the media call. And you like the answer.
I told you.
Oh, you
ain't
doing
that
because you cross over
like
Brooklyn now.
Huh? I told you that. I got the Warriors beating the Lakers in the playoffs. I told you that.
Yeah. What do you think about Stephen A. Smith saying the Philadelphia 76ers will be going to the NBA Finals this year?
He
had a point. At first, I was like, but then when he made his points on why he feels that way, I understand a little bit why he's saying that.
No, I'm going to tell you this right now. Stephen A. Smith and everybody in the NBA who talks NBA basketball, they have no credibility because they speak in the NBA as publicists for LeBron. So they don't really have a true
LeBron
feeling.
LeBron got to do with Philly. You're trying to take a shot at LeBron
because
we're talking about Philly.
I'm telling you. They speak as publicists for LeBron and not as just guys who cover the NBA.
Yeah. What did they got to do with Philly going to the finals, Watson? I'm so confused.
They got everything to do with it.
I'm trying to think of a team that can get that number one could beat. You're trying to put a team in the finals that you believe.
He didn't say they're going to win it. He said they're going to the NBA Finals. That's what he said. Coming
out
the East. That's all.
And guess what? And what did you say? He didn't say they were going to win it, did he? You see that? You know why he didn't say they were going to win it? Because he believes LeBron is going to win it. And that's why he wants Philly to be there so LeBron can beat them.
That's the reason why it just can't be that Philly might be the best team in the East. It can't just be that.
No, it's not that.
Yes, it is. Toronto's going to be trash. I mean, they're not going to be good. Milwaukee's the only team that's going to be. It could be Milwaukee and Philly in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals, right?
So wait a minute.
Boston,
you don't think Boston? So why are you saying that when Jalen and your boy are going to shine now? They're going to actually take their game to the next level.
Hayward? They
no,
lost Al Horford and Kyrie Irving. You tell me. They lost
no, no,
Kyrie
no. I'm
Irving
talking.
And, Boston, right?
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about that. Jalen Brown and what's the other guy?
Tatum.
Come on, nigga. This is where Jalen Brown and Tatum step up to.
You know what I just said? They lost Kyrie Irving and Al Horford.
What exactly did you
–
you lost Kyrie Irving to a guy who scores more points than Kyrie Irving, Kemba Walker. He averaged more points than Kyrie Irving last year. So you're bringing in the guy who scored more points than the point guard who y'all let out. So I don't even know what you're talking about when you said they lost Kyrie Irving. I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm not saying Kemba's better than Kyrie Irving, but I'm going by the numbers. He scored more points per game as an NBA player last year.
He
joining
played
the team.
In Charlotte Hornets when he had the green light. Who else is going to score that team?
Nick Batum?
Frank Kaminsky? Malik? Marvin Williams? No. Come on, my nigga. He had the green light.
For you to say they don't have Kyrie Irving, you act like they didn't get anybody in return for Kyrie Irving.
No,
like,
I'm not saying like that, my nigga.
That's a position that nobody.
That's how you took it, nigga.
Niggas went to the second round and got bodies. With Kyrie.
Milwaukee got rid of Brogdon. What else? Detroit, no. Wizards, no.
How about your Knicks? How about your Knicks?
Bradley Beal, no.
How about your Knicks? How about your Knicks?
Fighting for the 8 spot, man. Fighting the 8 spot.
Okay. All right. Who's the best player on your team?
Julius Randle.
By far, yeah.
Dennis Smith Jr. Is right behind him. I got to see what RJ Barrett's going to do this year. And Kevin Knox. I really want to see what Kevin Knox is going to do year 3. Like, come on, Knox.
This is his third year or his rookie year? Yo!
Kevin Knox's third year, B.
Did you see what Lonzo Ball father told him? He was like, you damaged good.
Lonzo stepping up like a man and letting Pop Duke Snow fam slow down. That Nubian's voice, my nigga. Like, come on. You know what I'm saying?
So, whose side are you on?
Lonzo.
Is Lonzo a big disappointment?
We'll talk about that in the NBA season because I got to see what he's doing with Zion and his boys. Yeah, I want to see if he's going to resurrect his career and rebrand himself in New Orleans.
Boy, well, you already said it because when you say resurrect, that means you're dead. So when you gotta resurrect something, that means you're dead already.
Or rebrand it, man. You gotta do it twice. You gotta do something. I think he's actually gonna do all right in New Orleans because he's not gonna be under the radar like that. He's going about Zion. They got a nice squad over in New Orleans, man. I guarantee we're gonna talk about a lot of New Orleans things. New Orleans things.
Well, it's good, but here's the thing. You said it right.
Things.
Well, here's the thing. New Orleans Pelicans are going to have – they got like 22 games on national TV. They got like the second most because the NBA wants to market. And remember they did that with Lonzo, and then they found out that the Lakers were garbage. This team is going to be so garbage that they're going to start taking them off TV again because they're not going to be a good team.
Nah, they got a squad, though. You got Lonzo, Josh Hart, Brandon Ingram, who's going to come out the blood clots. They got J.J. Redick.
Okay.
Then again, it's hard in the West, though, man. It's hard, my G. The Nuggets. Is your boy going to play this year for the Nuggets? Oh, what's his name? The rookie that got injured, man. Michael, what's his name, man? Porter Jr.?
I don't know.
But that's what it is, man. PSA Hip Hop, man. It's your boy 3 and Watch, man. Fuck with your boy!